B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
So room 150 at the Motel 41 in Evansville, Indiana, where escaped Lauderdale County inmate Casey White and former jailer Vicky White stayed while they were on the run amid a manhunt that was capturing the nation's imagination, apparently has a long waiting list, according to the motel clerk.
So people are booking it for that.
Yeah.
Because it was the they were on the lam and they stayed in this room.
Exactly. Room 150 is located on the ground floor of Motel 41. Like other rooms there, amenities include queen-size bed, flat-screen TV, and cable. A motel clerk had told AL.com via phone that there is a waiting list of 60 or more people who want to stay in room 150.
As far as these kind of stories go, that's even a low-level story. But
totally. The normal rate.
Who can figure these things out?
The normal rate at Motel 41 is around $63 a night, and they don't know if there's going to be a different rate for room 150.
I'm sure
not.
There will be. Are they going to have reenactors portraying them as you walk in?
Casey White and Vicky White fled Motel 41 on May 9th. The Cadillac sedan the couple fled in was soon cornered by about 2 miles away by law enforcement vehicles and overturned in a ditch. At that time, Vicky White shot herself in the head and died by suicide. Capital murder suspect Casey White was apprehended and returned to Alabama. So for some reason, lots of people want to stay in this room.
It's insane.
All right, man. An American mother and her daughter claimed that they were scammed by a Mykonos restaurant that charged them $641 for 2 crab legs and 2 cocktails.
Mykonos.
Is it Mykonos? Thank you. But anyhow, they got charged over $600 for 2 crab
right.
legs.
That seems pricey.
2 mojitos.
Yes.
And proceeded to threaten to call the police when they complained. Brenda Moulton and her 19-year-old daughter, Kayla, experienced the scare of their lives when intimidating staff at DK Oyster Bar told them that they wouldn't return to the U.S. if they refused to foot the astronomical bill.
We'll keep you prisoners here.
The pair said that food and drinks they ordered could not possibly justify the cost, but they do admit to sitting on the restaurant's deck chairs for 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
She said, I told them, 2 mojitos and 2 crab legs cannot make 600 euros. I will not pay you. He then told me verbatim, I will call the police. They will keep you here, and you will not return to your homeland. We can easily find where you live. The breathtaking
That's
views...
That's how you work the customers.
The breathtaking views and dreamy weather were suddenly ruined by the alleged threats, and the mother and daughter nervously hurried to pay the check. Upon leaving the restaurant, Moulton claims that she began warning bystanders not to enter the store in order to avoid the reported outrageous high prices and alleged poor business practices. But she was yet again confronted by staff. She said the boss of the store came out furious and approached us in a threatening mood. I immediately raised my voice and I shouted at him. The American tourist said a lady then approached her and told her she had seen an eerily similar scene at the restaurant the day before and that police had been involved. Brenda and Kayla said that they were left so anxious that they stayed at the restaurant with 2 fellow Americans who calmed them down until they were able to leave. The restaurant's TripAdvisor page is flooded with telling reviews of customers who alleged that they were lured with the same strategy. Overly insistent, shady waiters who offered free sunbeds, vague descriptions of the menu's prices, and ultimately astronomical bills.
Yeah, I read a number of them.
It's what they do.
Virtually every one of them had a similar story.
DK Oyster has profusely denied claims that they employ questionable tactics to attract customers, and the guests are subjected to intimidation if they complain about the high prices. The restaurant has also claimed on TripAdvisor that the high prices are explained by the, quote, top quality raw material.
There you go.
And our chef has been chosen among the best in order to complete our concept and an experience that surpasses the ordinary standard.
It does make sense if you consider, okay, $100 per mojito.
Yes.
And $200 per crab leg.
Per crab leg.
Yeah.
I mean, 1 crab leg.
Euros, I should
say. Is $200. Yeah. So, wow. 5 Air Force reservists have been disciplined after using a military aircraft to make an unauthorized landing at Martha's Vineyard in March to pick up a crew member's vintage motorcycle.
Oh, my God.
this huge aircraft.
The crew members are part of the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron based at Keesler Air Force Base in Mississippi, also known as the Hurricane Hunters. The 53rd flies modified transport planes called WC-130Js into tropical storms to gather essential weather data for planners across the East Coast. This particular crew was flying in the New England area March 25th when they made a stop at Martha's Vineyard, unbeknownst to the leadership at the 403rd Wing at Keesler.
I know a place that has some great crab's legs.
To pick up a crew member's 1970 BMW motorcycle. The aircraft was spotted by local residents eating lunch at a restaurant near the airport, and the story soon went national after being reported first by the Martha's Vineyard Times. A witness said, don't see that every day.
Nah.
Local resident Doug Ulwick told the Martha's Vineyard Times, and witnesses said the loud turboprop plane was on the ground less than 20 minutes before taking off again and continuing their official mission to Mather, California.
Scared the hell out of my Sharpay.
Mather had some equipment that the 403rd Wing needed for its atmospheric river mission. When wing leadership found out about the motorcycle incident, they grounded the crew at Mather and sent another crew to pick up the aircraft and crew on March 28th. All five of the crew members were downgraded on crew qualifications and administrative actions have been served.
To be honest, I'm amazed that the Martha's Vineyard Airport can handle a craft of that size.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. You would think of everything right. being small there. So, all right, and then finally, let's go with one more story, and I love this one. I've reported on this before, but it happened again. In Lincoln, Nebraska, a couple hundred people grabbed their pool noodles and headed to a Nebraska park this weekend to battle over the right to the name Josh. The right. event started as an online joke when Josh Swain from Tucson, Arizona, sent out a tweet challenging anyone who shared his name to fight over it. After it took on a life of its own, Swain turned it into a real event last year at the random coordinates he included in his original note, which happened to be in Lincoln, Nebraska. He said the enthusiasm from everybody here was just incredible. Several of the competitors this year donned costumes, including masks, animal suits, and football helmets, before heading out to Bowling Lake Park. But that wasn't enough to dethrone 5-year-old Josh Vinson Jr., who defended his title as the number one Josh in America.
That's he great. Prevailed. He took on all comers.
And Saturday's event raised nearly $21,000 for Children's Hospital and Medical Center in Omaha. And I love this. The owners of the Josh Sellers Wine label pledged to match that amount with a donation of their own.
Excellent.
The hospital said it plans to share some of the donations with the Joshua Collinsworth Memorial Foundation that promotes water safety with its Josh the Otter mascot who attended Saturday's battle.
It's like Twiggy, the water skiing squirrel.
Swain said that he'd like to make the Josh fight an annual event, but he's not sure if he'll be able to keep it up. He said there's a number of factors in this crazy world. I think that the hope is to keep this trend going so that we can keep the good times rolling. So there is indeed a greatest Josh in the world.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
This is a disturbing story, but a cautionary tale. In Jackson, Mississippi, a 15-year-old was shot and killed after a prank gone wrong on Saturday. According to the Jackson Police Department, the shooting was justified. Deputy Chief Derek Herm says Christopher Patton and two passengers who have been identified as Darren McGowan and Jackis Galloway, excuse me, pulled in front of 16-year-old Joshua Davis's home with masks on and pointed water guns at Davis that looked like real guns. Davis pointed a real gun at Patton and shot him once in the chest. They were all friends, by the way.
Why would you do that?
They were playing. Well, they're 15, yeah. 16 years old. So, you know, I mean, yeah, he played a prank. It was their own friend playing a prank on him, and dude pulled out a gun, shot, and killed him.
I guess perhaps they didn't know their friend had an actual gun.
I don't know. According to police, two toy assault rifles and one real handgun was recovered from the vehicle. Chief Hearn says no one is in custody at this time. The case will be presented before the district attorney to see if anyone will be charged. Dr. Stephanie Russell's pediatric office in Louisville, Kentucky was a cozy Disney-themed child's dream with a live Finding Nemo fish tank and the promise that your child is a star.
Oh.
But she wasn't handing out lollipops in her personal life. Embroiled in a vicious custody battle with her ex-husband, Federal prosecutors believe kindly looking Dr. Russell hired a hitman to kill him, and not for the first time. So aww, she's tried to do it a couple times.
That's sweet.
Russell, who's a pediatrician at Kids Life in Louisville, allegedly
$25,000 and a lollipop.
Agreed to pay an undercover agent from the FBI $7,000 to take out her former spouse last Sunday.
$7,000 for a hit.
On Wednesday, Russell left $3,500 cash in a Dropbox outside her office to settle half of the fake hitman's bill. She had allegedly told the agent that she would pay him the other half after he finished the job. She was charged with using interstate commerce facilities in the commission of murder for hire, faces 10 years behind bars. And this is allegedly not Russell's first time trying to whack her ex. Court documents in 2020 indicate that Russell and her ex-husband have been in a custody battle over their two children for the last 2 years. A judge ruled against Russell in the legal fight, saying that she should lose custody of her kids after she was accused in court of, quote, coaching them. The legal representative for the children also claimed in court Russell had tried to hire someone to kill her ex-husband in May of 2018. An attorney for Russell denied the allegations at the time, calling them preposterous, and she later filed a lawsuit against the judge. Lance Dooley's two daughters have been seeing Russell since they were born. She's been in primary care provider for 6 years, so it's freaky, Dooley said.
I guess all of a sudden it's illegal to hire a hitman.
Yep. So, that's pretty wild that a pediatrician was going that far.
Because they care.
Yeah, I guess so. Let's see. Grant Harmon of Fayetteville, Fayetteville, Arkansas, was attending a University of Arkansas baseball game on May 13th. The Razorbacks were playing against Vanderbilt University when a raccoon caused chaos in the stands between the 7th and 8th innings. That's when Harmon was caught on camera picking up the raccoon by the scruff of the neck and carrying it out of the stadium. That's crazy.
It is, because it could have been rabid.
Yep. Yeah. And he says police...
You son of a bitch, if I could just get my hands on you.
Police say that... he says police advised him to release the raccoon in the parking lot, which he did. And he also said that he had no previous experience wrangling raccoons.
I know where you live.
And that he got bit once on the hand. He says he immediately drove to a nearby emergency room and got his first round of rabies shots that same night. Wow.
Look at this photo, man. This raccoon knows what's going on, and dude, he's not happy about it.
Dude, and that guy's an idiot for picking that thing up like that. That's crazy. I mean, they can, if not even rabid, they can bite you pretty damn bad.
And they can dox you, too.
They can get you, really?
Yeah, you get all your information online, and it's terrible. And people send rude things to you.
Yeah. A Wisconsin couple killed a bear. They say attacked them inside their home.
Yeah, he picked it up by the scruff of the neck.
After they spotted it eating their bird feeder, or from their bird feeder.
Oh.
Not the actual bird
feeder. The bear could eat their bird feeder, though. Yeah. And the couch.
The sheriff's office said the attack happened around...
What kind of bird feed is? It's delicious.
11 p.m. on Friday at home. The couple told authorities that the bear charged through a window after they yelled at it to go away.
No.
Behind him. Nope, not going anywhere.
I like your bird feed. I'm going to eat some.
Both the husband and wife were injured before they were able to stab the bear with a kitchen knife.
So they stabbed the bear to death?
No, the man was able to grab a firearm and kill the animal. The stab was just a distraction.
Just for fun.
Yeah. The couple's children were asleep in their bedrooms at the time and were not injured. All right, and then we'll do one more story. That one's a little lengthy. Let's go with... Man, some of these I forget what they're about.
You'll be surprised.
So here's a follow-up story. Rather than return the $360,000 in COVID-19 aid that the small town mistakenly wired to his personal bank account, Sho Taguchi gambled most of the money away online. Did I already tell this story?
I think you might have.
Yeah.
Sho Taguchi.
So the guy, never mind them. I'll move on to another. I think I have already done that one. Let's see. And then finally we'll go with this. Yes. The top seated official in the least populated county in the state of Texas was arrested Friday. Loving County Judge Skeet Jones.
Judge Skeet Jones
is accused of livestock theft and organized criminal activity.
So I stole a few cows.
A special ranger with the Texas and the Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association confirmed Judge Jones, Skeet,
Yeah.
And three others, including a county employee, are accused of picking up stray cattle and selling them. Judge Jones, Cody Williams, Jonathan Alvarado, and Leroy Medlin were all booked into the county jail.
Oh, and all the boys down at the Hooch Shack.
Special Rangers have been investigating for more than a year.
Oh, they disguised as cows?
By law, yeah, I think they wore cow suits, the ones from Chick-fil-A. By law, if an astray or loose livestock animal roams onto a property, the property owner must report the livestock to the sheriff. The sheriff's office would then contact the livestock's owner and work toward reunification.
It's a goddamn thing, but that cow just talked to me.
Jones and Williams are officially charged of theft of three herd of cattle. Cattle rustling, essentially.
That's exactly what they're doing.
And organized crime. Alvarado is charged for theft of one head of cattle and organized crime. Medlin is charged for organized crime. More charges are expected in this case. But
Modern-day cattle rustling.
I've never heard of a modern-day cattle rustling story, so I thought it was interesting. All right, and there you go. That is what I have in today's Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.